to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can call in and listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our Sunday newsletter simply by writing me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me in the U.S., at 1-508-857-8334. We also have Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference, which meets three times a week at 9 p.m. Eastern. The phone number is 515-604-9715, access code 708922, and the ID is targeted. If you're coming in by computer, just type in freeconferencecall.com /wall/targeted. Okay, tonight we're going to speak with you about the hive mind and human evolution. It's my belief that through human evolution, the populace will eventually develop the hive mind on its own, preserving individuality. Now, an example of a hive mind, which is where it came from, are the bees. When a bee comes back to the hive and he has found the best water or the best food supply, he starts flapping his wings and doing a dance inside the hive. Every move he makes is location, distance, and exactly what it is. Now, the ants, on the other hand, communicate by chemicals given off by the Queen Anne. So those are two examples of very primitive hive minds. The term hive mind refers to the apparent intelligence that emerges at the group level in some social species. Science fiction is replete with depictions of higher intelligence, organisms forming a hive mind. One example is the Borg from Star Trek. The Borg assimilate other intelligent organisms, like humans, into the collective, but in so doing, obliterate the individuality of the organisms they are assimilating. Clearly, the assimilation of humans into a hive mind is supposed to be a bad thing, according to the writers of Star Trek. The same goes for the writers of Doctor Who. Cybermen in that series pose a very similar threat as the Borg, capturing and upgrading humans so that they lose emotion and the ability to think individually. These depictions of a potential future for humanity raise a number of questions. The first is whether humans are even capable of forming a hive mind, and if so, whether it is likely that they will. Second, must the individual be erased as it is subsumed into a collective consciousness? Third, if individuality must be lost, is that necessarily a bad thing? I say yes. Yes, it is. Last year, IO9 ran an article about the potential for humans to form a hive mind. Daniel's post originally appeared in October 28th, 2013 on danieltoker.com. Several scientists weighed in on the question and concluded that in order to get to the hive mind, humans would have to evolve greater cooperation and division of labor. That is, after all, how we think honeybees did it evolutionarily. But I want to put this into more fundamental terms. Why is it that greater cooperation and division of labor would lead to the development of a hive mind? Two people, just two, will say, a man and a wife, or two men that have worked the same job for 40 or 50 years. The man and the wife are almost of one mind. They each know what the other wants. They each know what the other needs. And they are automatic responses, as if they were one. So the beginning of an evolutionary hive mind starts with two. In today's society, we've gotten farther and farther apart. The world is smaller due to the communications we have. But the human being is being further isolated socially. We have to add emojis in our texts and whatnot to clarify the emotional state or context in which it was given. We don't have eye contact, or some of us don't. Some of us just have flip phones. And something is lost without the handshake. The handshake used to mean something. It used to mean we have a deal, or hello, or goodbye. But today, isolation is what rules. When you walk down a street, you will not get a hello from anyone. You will not get any help from anyone while you are struggling with a 200-pound object to put into your trunk. You will not get any help past the kitchen door when you leave in the morning. That is the end of the help right there. Now, why is it that the greater cooperation and division of labor would lead to the development of a hive mind? The answer is in the question, cooperation. I believe, as previously stated, that evolutioning, we will develop into a hive mind and probably ascend into beings that are just energy, as science fiction has pointed out many times. To get back to the question, one possible answer is because that's how large neural networks work. One popular, though largely untested, theory of consciousness is that neuroscientist Giulio Tononi, whose information integration theory proposes that consciousness emerges wherever you have a system that is simultaneously functionally specialized and integrated, so that specific modules process specific kinds of information, but the output of those modules gets integrated across the entire network. Now, this happens in AI only when the data set is perfect. If you have a flawed data set, the computer is functioning off of inaccurate material and will produce the wrong result. So, this information that gets integrated across the system, this is what you see in the network, in the hierarchy of the network. Various modules are specialized to process certain types of stimuli, like facial expressions or speech. But the output of those modules gets integrated across the entire cortex and thalamus. And in some sense, that's what honeybees do. Individual honeybees have very specific tasks, like brood rearing, hive maintenance, foraging, or defense. But they share information with one another in a highly integrated fashion whenever there is something the entire colony needs to be aware of, like where to find food. Now, the real question is, what happens to our individuality if we give rise to a hive mind? If done so naturally, nothing. But if you try and push evolution, evolution will push back. Humans are not evolved enough for the hive mind. Human nature is cluttered with hate, discontent, jealousy, envy. Those things must be compartmentalized and put away forever. So, in order to form a hive mind, humans may have to act more like an integrated neural network. There are many forms that can take, in a sense, it's already happening, thanks to cell phones and the internet. Well, I don't really agree with this gentleman at this point in time. I think cell phones and the internet have destroyed the human social animal. And I will give you a very simple example. Teenagers go to parties now and sit around in the house, instead of talking with each other, they're texting one another, all in the same room, and staring at their little boxes, intrigued with the results. Careers are becoming increasingly specialized, and we share almost all our information on the web by email. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our Sunday newsletter simply by writing me, Frank, at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. We also have a conference call that meets three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That is Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference. The phone number is 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. And the ID is targeted. If you choose to come in and join us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. In case you've just tuned in, we have been speaking about the hive mind, a little bit about human evolution, and what the hive mind might have an effect on concerning humans. Our limiting factor in forming a hive mind, however, is time. It takes a long time for us to figure out anything that is relevant to all of humanity, because most people just think of themselves. And to a large degree, they have to. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, then fall into bed. So this is relevant to all of humanity, or just a large group of people. And it takes a long time to communicate what we've found to everyone. One example is climate change. How long did it take us to figure out it's happening? And how much longer before the information about climate change really sunk in across the boards? And we do something about it as a collective? No, we have lost all governing power as we the people. We the people have zero governing power. If you talk to your congressman or write your congressman, you will get a very nice form letter back. Vote for me. Thank you for writing. So you wasted a stamp and some time to find out that they're not going to do anything for you. So we have instead of a transparent government, we actually have the opacity of 100%, like brick. Okay, one possible way to circumvent this limitation is through wireless brain-to-brain communication. Wrong. We're not ready for it. Which isn't that far off in terms of available technology, but might be quite far off. Okay, folks, we have another commercial. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, we have been discussing the hive mind in simple forms and complexities. I don't think we're ready for it. We haven't evolved enough. There's too much hate, too much discontent, too much lack of loyalty to self. I think after we have evolved, it will happen naturally, the best way. Now, I guess the real question is, what happens to our individuality if we give rise to a hive mind. Are our individual minds obliterated? Or is it just business as usual, while a collective intelligence supervenes on our brains? And we are the unknowing. The Giulio Tunani information integration theory actually thinks that the individual consciousness winks out when the group forms a truly integrated whole. Now, I have to disagree with that totally. In principle, there are no test results to prove or disprove that particular theory. This is what he says. At a lecture last year, Tuani said if the United States ever came to a point where it, as a nation, integrated more information than any of the individuals that make up the nation, those individuals would cease to be conscious. That makes no sense to me. This is because, as has been shown mathematically in artificial networks, the amount of information integrated inside the parts of the network, U.S. citizens, winks out to zero bits as soon as the information integrated across a whole network exceeds the amount previously integrated inside its parts, the citizens once again. I know what he's trying to say, but I don't like it. But the theory remains untested in real brains, so it's not entirely clear how plausible this assertion is. I think it's as clear as pond water. But say that we do not lose our individual consciousness. If a hive mind emerges, is that necessarily a bad thing? Clearly, our gut reaction is yes, because we value our own mentality. But suppose it were the case that the collective human mind could receive a higher consciousness than could all individual humans combined. Proposed by philosopher Robert Nozick as a critique, we would be morally obligated to sacrifice our own individuality in the service of the whole. In being served outweighs our suffering in serving it. Some philosophers see this as a great example why individuality is not the metric to be thinking about when it comes to morality. Utilitarians, on the other hand, bite the bullet and say that we should, in fact, suffer for this being if the knowledge it gains is greater than our suffering. in terms of the hive mind. Utilitarians might say that we should allow ourselves to be subsumed into a collective consciousness. Okay. I don't normally confuse or add religion to any of my discussions. But in this case, I'm not going to make any quotes, but what I will say is everyone is an individual. Everyone deserves the right to be free. Everyone deserves the right to sit under his own fig tree. So what this will do, it will make somehow the very top part of the pile served and the very bottom of the pile slaves. Now, we've abolished slavery. Abolished. We don't need it again. So, into this collective consciousness, if that consciousness can reap greater good for mankind, there's the key word, mankind. That's what we should all be thinking of while we are thinking of our own needs. We have to think of mankind. Like, don't dump that 50 gallons of oil down the sewer. Just simple things like that. Mankind, the future mankind, will be drinking that. Personally, I hope, this is coming from the author still, personally, I hope this will not be a problem. Nor do I really worry that it will be a problem. It may be possible for a higher collective consciousness to emerge without turning us into the Borg. Maybe a hive mind will only use a portion of each person's brain. Hold it right there. Nobody's going to use any part of my brain. I don't know about you. And maybe that collective mind would be far more intelligent than any single human. Who cares? They make universities for that. That spars and sparks competition. It sparks love. It sparks marriage. The hive mind, as stated here, would destroy competition. It would destroy hate, which is a good thing. It would destroy love, companionship. You would be a worker bee. You would keep your head straight and take care of the hive. Okay, this post originally appeared in Daniel Toker's website. Minor changes were made to this text on February the 3rd, 2018. Next, I would like to speak of Dr. Robert Duncan. Now, he was an insider at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or the acronym DARPA. Now, he revealed what the military is doing in the name of cybernetics, which is the science of controlling humans as machines. Topics covered will astound you. Mind control, transhumanism, and the development of a new species. But everything discussed is very real and under development for deployment. Dr. Duncan defends scientists who work on these projects because they believe the results can be beneficial. I agree with that. The results can be beneficial. But he admits that this is not likely because the military is paying their salaries and controlling the research. Duncan's final comment is that there may be an agenda to depopulate the world. Now, I've done much research on that, and there have been statements that range from one-third to two-thirds, which is the one that gets the gold star. Two-thirds of the population. Okay, DARPA, CIA scientist and engineer, Robert Duncan, whistleblower. And he is in Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Reddit, WhatsApp. He's everywhere. He is a friend to the TIs. And he has done much research for us. He still loves his career and what he was doing. And that was to make or produce or write an AI algorithm that would be aware. I don't see anything wrong with that. So he begins by saying, we are living in a time where the dangers of military technology are now beyond our control. We live as guinea pigs in a world where those with the power, knowledge, and technology keep us from our true freedom. To live with free will in this beautiful world. They manipulate us, direct us, and destroy everything that was truly divine and sacred in our mind. In this timeline, we must decide, will they take our spirit and destroy what God intended, or will we stand and fight the evil and its new designs? Faith. We must have faith. Dr. Robert Duncan is a scientist and engineer who worked on black projects for DARPA, CIA, Justice Department, and the DOD. He was involved in artificial intelligence and cybernetics. As an MIT student, he studied under Professor Noam Chomsky on linguistics, studying computer AI language. During his career, he became aware of the military's experimentation on targeting U.S. civilian populations, and soon realized he was part of creating a dangerous weapon if used for dark projects. And on his website, he does apologize for even being involved in any of these projects. Dr. Duncan gave a presentation at the BASIS Project conference, which explained what he worked on, his inventions, and what the military plans were for using them. He stated, "Government has been creating something called cybernetic hive minds. This technology was created in the 60s. Can you imagine that? In the 60s. For specific functions, the list of which I will read. Increased intelligence, brainstorming, interrogation, mind control, accelerated education, predictions of mass influence, rapid communications." He would like the public to understand the military is way ahead in technological weaponry than the civilian industry. But he states universities are now trying to catch up to this technology. MIT has already inserted a microchip into persons that have memory loss. One example of a successful experiment is a rat that had a microchip implanted to record memory. Once the information was recorded, and I believe that was a rat in a maze, and the first rat got out of it. And they took this chip of this recorded information and they implanted that same chip into another rat that was fresh to the experiment. And this new rat was able to have memory of the previous rat's actions. Okay, sir. Off the cross. Yes, sir. Okay, great. There just wasn't a commercial, that's all. No problem. Okay. I'd like to end off tonight's discussion just with something to think about. Do you want your life as the Constitution of the United States spells it out? Or do you want a surveillance state such as starting in LA, leading to this hive mind, leading into the happenings of China? If you want what's in our Constitution, we're going to have to fight for it. We're going to have to fight for it. And guess what? We're in the right, so we'll win. That's the way it works. So I just wanted to let you know I appreciate my audience. And I appreciate the privilege to be able to circulate this knowledge. Good night, and God bless.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This